Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about this off-field thing for a second. We hear about players running into issues and then the team has to deal with that. How much of a distraction does that become? And how much of a loss would it be if he's not allowed to play on Sunday?
Well, it's not a distraction to anybody else. I mean, it's not Antonio Brown. You know, this is a backup linebacker we're talking about. However, probably not going to play this week. T.J. Watt hasn't practiced yet. He's got an abdominal problem. They only have two other linebackers. You know, it's Bud Dupree and Ola Adeniyi. They may be able to pick up this Tuzar Skipper. The Giants just cut him. You know, he was a guy who made the team. They cut him for the New England game in order to keep a wide receiver on, add a wide receiver, and then the Giants picked him up. So they may be able to get him back, and he could be a backup, but they're hurting an outside linebacker right now as far as depth.
Well, didn't we kind of like Tuzar Skipper? I mean, he seemed like he was kind of making some noise there for a while.
Well, he had 5 sacks. That's the most by anybody in the league in the preseason. But again, it was the preseason. The Giants apparently didn't like him very much. They cut him. I saw they signed 2 other linebackers. In fact, the Giants waived Keon Adams off their injured reserve. He was another former Steeler, so but he apparently was injured. I don't know. As Chuck Noll would say, you can't just go up out and pick an outside linebacker off the outside linebacker tree.
Chuck said that? Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So the good news is the Steelers are going to be facing a team that really is not very good in the Miami Dolphins, and they need to start stacking some wins. But based on the rest of the AFC, they're very much in the wild card conversation too still.
Yeah, as strange as it may seem, at 2-4, the AFC is not very strong this year. You're right, Larry. As long as they win, I mean, they can't keep losing these close games like they have been. And it's going to be a struggle for them. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger's out for the season. We'll see what Mason Rudolph does. I'm not writing him off, certainly. I mean, he could be their next starting quarterback. But it doesn't look good right now for them, but their defense is playing better. They did get a better running game in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Maybe that's coming around. It really needs to, because it hasn't been very good.
Well, and they're playing on Monday night, home crowd, national attention, which my guess is the network's not too thrilled to have that game with the Dolphins being involved. But still, there is something special about playing night games at Heinz Field, especially if it's Monday night, Ed.
You know, I don't have the stat. I saw it the other day, John. They have an incredible record at home on Monday nights. They hardly ever lose on Monday night at home. They're heavily favored in this one, more than 2 touchdowns. And this is, the last time they played at home Monday night against the Dolphins was in 07. It was that mud bowl with a football stuck
in the
an arrow.
Yeah, never forget that night.
I do remember that. Now that you say it, the ball, they had some issue with the turf, and the ball just stuck.
And I'm sure the Roonies would love to forget that night, because they took a lot on the chin about their turf for a while there.
Won't forget it, because ESPN's doing a special on it before the game. In fact, they interviewed me for it.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, they had.
Why?
It, you know, It was the first game. It was the lowest scoring game, 3-0. The Steelers won on a field goal right at the end.
I remember that.
Lowest scoring game in like 50 years. No, 60 years. 43. There was a nothing tie. Steelers won this one 3-0.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
So they're gonna rehash the Mud Bowl. Oh my goodness. Well,
or as I called it, Four Rivers Stadium.
That's pretty good, Eddie. But overall, I think we're talking to Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. They did play well on the road. I think what was stunning to everybody watching the game in Los Angeles was just how many Steelers fans were in that stadium. Now, I know it's a soccer stadium, it's temporary, and the Chargers are from San Diego, really, but still, the support this team gets is absolutely amazing. And if they can stack a few wins, they'll certainly have the fan base with them all the way.
Yeah, but that's happened a lot out in L.A. for the Chargers. You know, they're like nobody's baby right now. They never should have left San Diego. But apparently the stadium was getting untenable there, this situation. And nobody wants them in L.A. You know, if they're going to adopt anybody right now, it's going to be the Rams. And, you know, the Rams went to the Super Bowl, so they're winning back fans they used to have before they left L.A. Yeah, L.A.'s a crazy kind of place for football.
So let's look at our division. Cleveland continues to lose. Cincinnati hasn't won a game. Surprisingly, though, the Ravens, I thought they'd stumble in
Ravens
Seattle.
Ravens are doing pretty good.
Lamar Jackson is the X factor. Their defense is playing really well, but their quarterback is stacking yards up running. I know you can't run forever as a quarterback in the NFL. It's going to take its toll. But right now, and the Steelers, the frustrating part is the Steelers took them to overtime, maybe should have won that game. So they're good enough to compete. We just need the Ravens to lose. And who do they play this weekend? Somebody really easy, don't they? And then they play the Patriots the following week. But
I don't know Baltimore's schedule, but I don't know that the Steelers are going to catch Baltimore. Plus, they're a game down in the head-to-head competition. The wild card would seem to be their avenue right now. But, you know, never say never. You mentioned him as the X factor. If he does get hurt, I'm not sure that Baltimore is going to keep winning.
Well, and don't forget that Larry has guaranteed us that we are going to be
you had to
in Miami on Groundhog Day for the Super Bowl.
I said I would be in Miami.
Wait a minute.
I'll be in Miami.
Are you rewriting history?
No, I'm not giving up on this team. I am not giving up on this team. So we'll see what happens.
I'll be in Miami for the Hall of Fame vote the day before.
There you go. See, as a Hall of Fame writer. Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. All right, Eddie, I'll see you in Heinz Field on Monday night.
Monday night it is. See you, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.